In Glenwood Springs, Colorado, Yampa Mountain is a charter high school designed to develop meaningful relationships, an appreciation of lifelong learning, and the academic skills necessary for the 21st century student. Between trimesters, students participate in trips or alternative classes. I sat down with one class to teach spoken word poetry, a genre of poetry that is rooted in performance and thrives on community involvement. It incorporates flow and draws inspiration from hip-hop music. After just one day, each student created meaningful pieces of poetry to share with the Roaring Fork Valley, touching on issues of anxiety, coming out as transgender, and toxic relationships. Many thanks to Becca, Keisha, Max, and some anonymous poets for sharing with us.
Hey, do you ever feel lost? Not lost as in you wandered somewhere far, lost as in you're just gone, and you don't know where this gone is. Like you aren't going anywhere, but it feels like everything is moving at the speed of light. Feels like you're in the dark. You feel sick, but maybe sick is just another way to say anxiety, because anxiety isn't just a broken ladder you need to climb. It's a shadow that morphs into whatever it wants. One day it's a sore shoulder, like you carried a bag too heavy. The next, it's a garden of thorns with no flowers, only vines pulling at your throat and dragging you back into the dark. Have you ever called your work trash so your heart won't break if others say it too? 'Cause I have. If you ask the people I talk to, they'll tell you I do it a lot. Do you fear the dark? I'm not sure that I do anymore. It's more like I deal with it. I've grown used to my shaking in class, the overwhelming fear that I can't do this. I'm okay. Everything will be okay. Calm down. Just breathe. They support you. Everything will be freaking okay. You can do this. I say these a lot to myself. Do you?
My name is Becca. I go to Yampa Mountain High School.
So, what do you like about poetry?
Poetry just gives me the freedom to express my feelings without, like, directly having to talk to a person about it, mm-hmm. and without having to worry about people judging me as much.
So, Yampa Mountain is a pretty unique school. What brought you here?
My anxiety, probably, because I would not be able to survive in a normal high school.
So what does Yampa Mountain do that helps you?
Well, all of the teachers understand anxiety, so if I say that I'm about to have an anxiety attack in class, or if I'm already having an anxiety attack in class, they'll let me leave class and go to the office and calm down, and they're really, like, accepting about it, and they understand, so yeah.
So who's a teacher that's really helped you?
Probably Rick, because he's my advisor, and I go to him with any problems that I have with any classes, that kind of thing.
It's awesome to have that kind of support.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for running away, making you feel unloved. I'm sorry for the fights and the screaming matches, for the tears in the garage and the days we wouldn't talk. I'm sorry for making you feel crazy or even that you failed me. I'm sorry for working you to the point of throwing up. I'm sorry for the disrespect and the not being grateful. I'm sorry for making you look for me for hours that turned into days. You saw I was gone. I'm sorry that scared me away longer. I'm sorry I didn't give myself time to grow up. I'm sorry for wanting freedom at 14, for not understanding where you were coming from, for thinking you were trying to hold me back. I'm sorry for not letting you know I was alive. I'm sorry you became the talk of the neighborhood. I'm sorry that I embarrassed you. I'm sorry for putting a gap in your relationship, not only with me, but with each other. I'm sorry you found me on a front porch you've never seen before, at a house that belonged to someone you've never even heard of. I'm sorry it took me so long to come back to you. I'm sorry that even once I was home, it seemed like I was miles away. I'm sorry that I told you I hated you when all you wanted to do was support me. I'm sorry that it took years of screaming and crying to get to a place where we could look each other in the eyes. I hope you forgive me, because now I love you more and more every day. My name is Keisha, and I go to Yampa Mountain High School.
Do you like poetry?
Yes, but this is the first piece I've really actually written, so.
Brilliant. So what did you enjoy about the class we did last week?
I enjoyed that I actually got to, like, channel my inner emotions, I guess, and It was rough, but I got there and I got pretty good peace out of it. So.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry I'm not your daughter, your princess, or your baby girl. I'm sorry I took her away from you. I'm sorry that I told you from a letter because I was too afraid to say it to your face. I'm sorry it was the fear of being unloved. I'm sorry I hid behind this wall for so long. I was like a puppet on strings with my fear and control. I'm sorry, I know it was hard for you, but I'm your son. And I'm relieved to be able to say that. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for being there. Thank you for loving me no matter what. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Mags. Have you shared this with your mom yet?
No.
Are you planning to?
Ever? Maybe.
Okay.
So I told her I wrote something, and she was like, oh, can I see it? And I'm like, maybe.
Even though it's for her, do you think she'd like to hear it?
Probably. She used to write poetry. She has, like, public poetry stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, my name is Max Davis, and I go to Yampa Mountain High School.
Awesome. Do you like poetry?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It's a way to express emotions.
Anything else you want to say about why you wrote this piece?
It's just me, really, talking about my coming out experience and about how my mom dealt with it and me dealing with it.
Good, good, good.
Wait, I'm not with you on your birthday. That's, hell yeah, I am.
This is to whom it may concern. You know who you are. I'm reaching out to you for the sole purpose of letting you know that I forgive you. I forgive you for all of the times that you took your problems out on me. I forgive you for turning my good day into a bad one just because yours was. You once punched a mirror I was looking into and you told me that feeling pretty shouldn't be my full-time job. I picked up the shards of glass and took notice into how the mirror wasn't a physical reflection of myself. It was an accurate representation of my character. I couldn't play the part by turning the sad into happy and the anxious into calm. But maybe acting isn't for me after all. Broken people don't play those types of parts. I forgive you for telling me that you like me more with my long hair, so I cut it off. I forgive you for telling me to let you do all of the talking, and I haven't bothered to shut my mouth since then. This is where the begging for you to stay stops, and this is where all of the crying at midnight episodes over the dream I had about you stop, because I am taking my power back. All of the hatred that went from you to myself, to you, back to me, is now gone. I'm taking my power back, and although I don't have anything to apologize for, I still forgive you.
I just have a question. There are a lot of points in there where you're talking about some intense things, and I see you smiling. And it's pretty cool because, I mean, you're talking about something that seems really hurtful, but it's almost as if you've gotten to a place with it where you can look back on it and laugh. Where do you think that comes from?
I just feel like coming out of a dark place and feeling like in the moment it seems like it's the worst time, but like now that I look back at it, it's like nothing to laugh about, but it's like plenty to like write about, and it's empowering to like be able to come back from that and like recover from those types of things.
I want to thank all of the students for sharing. It wasn't easy, but it was inspiring. Big thanks to Misty Thompson for inviting me into your classroom and sharing your work with us as well. My name is Hallie Zander, and this has been a collaboration between Yampa Mountain High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.